was too early. I mean, not that I hadn't at least considered the possibility. Like, there was this one ring I'd found. It wasn't anything fancy, just a gold band. But I knew from the picture that it would look amazing, cue Millie, on Bobby. Because on top of everything else, he had nice hands, and sometimes he wore a gold chain. So I knew gold looked good on him. And of course, he'd wanted something simple and understated and traditionally masculine, and... A door opened and closed, and familiar steps moved toward the den, as Bobby called out,
"Dash?"
He appeared in the doorway a moment later. He was wearing his running socks. That's a thing, right? Running shorts and a tank top that was dark with sweat. His golden olive skin was a little darker than usual, his shoulders and nose sun-kissed from his time outside. August on the Oregon coast is probably the only time anyone around here ever comes close to sun-kissed. A few damp strands of hair had fallen out of their perfect part and clung to his forehead. My brain immediately decided to roll over and play dead.
"Oh," he said, "you're writing, sorry."
"No, it's okay, I'm not writing."
"You're not?"
Actually, I am."
This was apparently grounds for further investigation by Deputy Bobby.
He grabbed the door jamb with one hand, and with the other began to stretch his quad by pulling one leg up and back. It was, to say the least, distracting.
"Everything okay?" he asked. "Dash?" "You're writing during your writing time?"
Bobby switched legs and hammered home with,
"Like we talked about?"
"Uh-huh."
"What are you writing today?"
I blame my brain, which was still playing dead, because I take zero responsibility for what came out of my mouth.
"A sex scene."
Bobby's eyebrows went up. I said. He changed stretches. He started pulling one knee up toward his chest.
It's not really a sex scene.
Bobby switched knees. It's more, romantic. Tasteful. That's the key word, tasteful. It's all very tasteful. Plus, they're wearing clothes.
He seemed to consider this as he put both feet on the floor again. And then, eyebrows arching once more, he pulled the tank top up to mop his face, in the process exposing his tightly defined abs.
I mean, he was my boyfriend. I was legally obligated to look. I was looking, and admiring, when my phone buzzed. I jumped. I said some words that would never have made it into a romantic, tasteful, fully clothed sex scene, whatever that was. My phone buzzed again. I tried to grab it, but apparently all my blood had gone, elsewhere, and my hands weren't working, and my phone was still buzzing. Finally, I got hold of it and dismissed the call.
"Was that your parents?" Bobby asked.
"Unfortunately."
"They've been calling all week."
It was a question, even if he was too polite to frame it as one, and unfortunately, after 4 calls in one day, I was ready to let loose. Which was why my response came pouring out. "Yeah, they've been calling all week because they're trying to make a power play, and they're not happy that I won't go along with it like I usually do."
"What?"
"They just won't," I said over him. And right then, my phone began to vibrate. "Stop calling." Bobby came across the room as I dismissed the call.
"What do you mean a power play?"
"Nothing, never mind."
"But you're upset."
"I appreciate the concern, but Bobby, I promise, this is a blip. I've got everything under control." My phone buzzed again. At the same time, the front door crashed open. Millie's voice rang out through the house. "Dash, Cassandra and Angeline are hogging the bathroom, so I'm going to get ready here." Pause. "Did you know the chimney looks really slanty?"
"What about the chimney?" Bobby asked. "Which chimney?"
"I have no idea," I said, as I wriggled past him to make my escape.
"This conversation isn't over, Dash."
By the time I got to the hall, Millie was already halfway to the stairs. Keme was hurrying after her, carrying a toiletry bag, a hairdryer, and several cans, tins, and bottles of various hair products. He glared at us, daring us to make a comment, and then gestured with his chin to the far side of the house before trotting upstairs after Millie.
"Okay," Bobby said. "We definitely need to get that checked out."
"I'll take care of it. Trust me,